Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, and we are back on the road to the Podcast Awards special, day 9. Here we are, and it's fitting that we are on the road to the Podcast Awards because we are literally on the road in more ways than one. And not only are we traveling, but Nicole and I are back with a car cast. Nicole!
Hello!
Nicole, how are you doing? We are back here with a car cast for the first time, I believe, maybe since the road to the original road to the Podcast Awards when we did our first ever 25 Questions podcast back in January of 2013.
Oh, wow. It's been that long.
Yes, it's been that long. And I think people are really going to need to hear you talk loud in the car.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, because I know you have that loud register in there somewhere.
Yes, I'm really tired.
Nicole is tired. Nicole, I'm sure people want to know, how was the trip?
It was a long red-eye flight with a baby and a Rob.
Yes, and how was Rob?
Rob passed out. He slept like a baby.
And how was the actual baby?
He was pretty good. Okay. He was mostly good.
Okay. All right. So, of course, this is your daily reminder to vote for Rob as a podcast at the 2000, and it's technically the 2014, even though we're well into 2015. This is the 2014 Podcast Awards. You can go to podcastawards.com and vote for Rob as a podcast for Best Entertainment Podcast and People's Choice Podcast of the Year. Of course, Nicole and I are in New York. The big live know-it-alls is going to be, if you're hearing this on day 9 of the voting, it's actually tonight for you guys. Wednesday, March 11th, and we are very pumped up for what is to come. I am actually on my way into the city here on it's Tuesday afternoon, and I'm going to stay over tonight and hopefully get to see some of the people that have come into town for the big show on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. I'm a little jealous that I can't go into the city tonight.
Well, you have important things to do back here.
Yes, I have to attend to the Dominic.
Back here in Wantagh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's get to our question as I'm headed off to the Long Island Railroad. What's this, off-peak if I'm going into the city at 4 o'clock, or does this still count as peak?
I think it still counts as peak, despite which way you're going.
Even if I'm not going into the city, that's still peak?
Yeah, it's bullcrap.
Oh, my God.
All the Guidos.
Yes, they're all around. Okay, so, Nicole, here's our question. I played it for you before we started this car cast, but let's play it for everybody else. Hit it.
Hey, Rob. This is Brian Bosma from Indianapolis calling in. Been loving these behind-the-scenes look into the podcast for the Road to the Podcast Awards. And as I was thinking of questions, though I've been a loyal listener for a long time, the one thing that I'm interested in is, what's the origin story for the taboo buzzer? How did that come about? And what's kind of the background for that? I know the story about the bell, but maybe some people would want to know that as well. Love the show, and have a good time in New York. Thanks.
All right, that was Brian from Minneapolis who wants to know about the taboo buzzer. Of course.
Another good question. I forget where this started.
Yeah, there's no real legend of the taboo buzzer. It's really just that I've always liked having things that make noise on my desk. Of course, I had the bell. For a long time, in addition to the bell, I used to have the easy button from Staples that says, that was easy.
Yeah, now the baby walks around with it.
Yeah, now I let the baby have the easy button. I found that I put batteries in it. So there was the easy button, and I used to have that on the fishbowl, but I don't really use it for anything anymore. But, you know, I liked game shows. I like to have a buzzer like Family Feud, the taboo buzzer isn't quite that, but it's the closest thing that you can have because I didn't always used to have a laptop connected to do sound effects. Now I should probably have a real Family Feud type strike.
No, you can't do that now.
But that's why I just have the taboo buzzer. It's actually come to mean different things on the podcast where it's not just wrong answer, you're wrong, the opposite of the bell. But it's also if I want to have some sort of a warning, it becomes into prominence in a Big Brother season that I tend to mark the spoiler section of the podcast with the taboo buzzer.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's really where it came from. I've actually gotten a number of different taboo buzzers over the years, that the one I originally had broke, and then it was replaced by, you know, the guy on Twitter who has taken on the Rob's taboo buzzer. And that's probably more interesting than the actual, you know, that I have a taboo buzzer, is how much the live tweeters really came to prominence back, I think it was probably around in 2011, probably about a year into when we were doing Rob's podcast. I believe the first live Twitter account, like people used to live tweet the podcast. Nobody, rarely does anybody do that anymore. Rob's Fact Checker still might do that. But I believe Rob's Podcast Bell was the first one. And Rob's Podcast Bell had a really good run.
Yeah, he used to piss a lot of people off, though.
Yes, Rob's Podcast Bell was very prolific as a live tweeter.
Yes.
And when I say live tweeting, people would listen to the podcast and then tweet their thoughts on the podcast as they were doing, as they were listening. And nobody does that anymore.
Kind of like what Anna Kendrick does on The Bachelor.
Yes, yes. And we don't want to talk about Anna Kendrick on The Bachelor.
I love Anna Kendrick, and now I love her more.
Why? Because she hates my friend Spencer?
Not that she, because she hates Spencer, but because of the whole situation.
Yes, okay. Well, I wish she would leave my friend alone. But anyway,
he is.
Ask him. And so, Rob's podcast bell, that was the first. And then there were very many that, I mean, there's probably way more that we don't even, can't even remember than I could possibly think of. I mean, probably there were, like, you know, Nicole's Martini. I mean, how many different RHAP Twitter handles?
Nicole's Buns.
Nicole's Toasted Bun. You know, there was so many that came that just like used to, and who knows, they might have all been mostly the same people, like three people with like 40 different Twitter handles. But one of them that came to prominence and still is a prominent Twitter personality, if not necessarily a live tweeter, is Rob's Taboo Buzzer, who over the course of the history of the show has also, you know, on occasion has gotten me in trouble with a couple of the survivors because, you know, there were some people who didn't quite understand that Rob's taboo buzzer is not Rob. I believe in the original podcast we did with John Cochran, I believe that Cochran's mom may have been under the impression that Rob's taboo buzzer is actually Rob. But that is not the case. But Rob's taboo buzzer has really taken on a life of its own on Twitter. And has become, you know, an actual, like the guy, and I'm not sure, I'm not sure whether or not he wants me to reveal his name or not, but
appears Clark Kent.
Yeah. And just for the sake of, privacy, I will, not reveal his name here, because I'm pretty sure he's okay with it, but I want to make sure that he goes to finales and hands out taboo buzzers to people. So the taboo buzzer has really taken on a life of its own.
That's some real
on the podcast. Yeah, it's just a crazy thing. It was on my desk, and now there's a person on Twitter who still to this day, years later, maintains the person and has his own hashtag, Buzz, with three Zs.
I feel like it's become like his alter ego.
Yeah, that was the thing with all the live tweet people, that they used to also have their own hashtag.
Yes.
Nicole's Martini was what? Like Clink or something?
Clink.
Like,
that's clink, right. Like that. I forgot all about it.
The bell, their hashtag was Ding. And then, like, they all had, like, their own catchphrase / hashtag.
Yes. Do you think that this podcast is going to bring back the Twitter accounts?
No, I don't think so.
I think it
was a thing in time. Like,
yeah, I think that they're going to resurrect for a little bit.
It was really born out of Jeff Probst in the Interactive Living Room with Live Tweet the Show, which he really doesn't do anymore.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. Hey, join me. I'm in the Interactive Living Room. And we thought it was so silly that we were like, okay, well, Jeff is live tweeting a show that's actually on the air. Like, people listen to podcasts all over at all different times. It makes no sense to live tweet a podcast, but For whatever reason, it was funny and it worked. It actually was, live tweeting a podcast is kind of silly, but like people do get a kick out of like when Stephen Fishback was watching like season one of Survivor, he was like live tweeting as he was watching and it was fun to sort of like hear what he was thinking as he was watching it. Yeah. So it is kind of fun when somebody live tweets something that is not necessarily,
what everybody live. Else is watching.
Yeah. All right. So I'm here at Wantagh train station. It is 3:50 in the afternoon. Okay. Fine. It's 3 minutes slow. All right. So I have less time than I thought I did. And I'm going to go grab my ticket, hop on the LIRR. I will see many of you guys on Wednesday night live for the Know-It-Alls. And I'll see you then as well. Uh-huh. And I think this is going to be very, very fun.
Yes. It's going to be a very good time. And you're going to do it again, right?
Let's see how this one goes.
I want to know when the next one is.
That being said, Nicole, I will try to conference you in tomorrow and we'll do our next Road to the Podcast Awards.
Sounds great.
Thanks again for everybody listening to this car cast. Another throwback.
That's right.
Another throwback. So here we are, Podcast Awards, vote daily, podcastawards.com. And thank you guys so much and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye, guys.